Hi, everyone. This is Roberta Rogers, Marketing Manager for San Juan Regional Medical Center. Last summer, I had the privilege of hosting my nephew, his wife, Rachel, and their two beautiful daughters, Amelia and Charlotte, here in Farmington. I have a small one-bedroom apartment that I rent out occasionally. The apartment was available at the time, and they took it over during the month of June to get out of the hot Phoenix heat. To be honest, it was hot here too, but despite the heat, they really enjoyed the area. What I noticed was that while they were here, they seemed to look at everything with a fresh set of eyes, which was a real pleasure for me to experience. It taught me what a gift I had been given to live here in this area. While we certainly have room for improvement, like any other community, we have some really great things here to take advantage of as well. I thought in this podcast today with you, I would share some of my experiences during the summer with my family in hopes that it might reignite some thoughts for you about what you love about our area, maybe even get you thinking about what you'd like to do and plans you'd like to create. I moved to Farmington in 2001. Being a native New Mexican born in Silver City, Farmington seemed to feel to me much like home. And a lot of what I remember about New Mexico as a state, I feel here in Farmington. The richness of the culture, the geographical area, the food. Oh, yes, the food. Red and green for me, please. My nephew Patrick brought his kayaks with him to Farmington when he came in anticipation of going down the river with his aunt. That would be me. I wasn't aware of his plan, but when he invited me, I couldn't let him down and say no. So I got brave and said, sure, I'll go down the San Juan and the Animas River with you on a kayak. That might have been what I was saying out loud to him, but inside I was a bit worried about how adventurous I had just become, wanting to be the quote-unquote cool aunt. I didn't know anything about kayaking on my own. I had only gone down the river previously rafting with a group, with a guide, you know, the one that knows everything to do and you put all their trust in them, the expert. But it was too late for that to back down. I was committed. Patrick began researching the rivers of the Animas and the San Juan, looking at locations to drop in and where to pull out. He looked at how long it would take us to get from point A to point B, water levels and the speed of the river. He even found out that additional kayaks for not much money could be rented through San Juan College Human Performance Center. They have the outdoor equipment rental center. He was so excited. He mentioned to me how helpful and kind the person at the center was when he called. He decided to rent a kayak from the center as they had this new kind of kayak he had wanted to try out. And he was really jazzed about everything. When he went into the rental place in person, he mentioned to me again how reasonably priced everything was and how everyone there was so helpful in giving of information and tips, just very, very kind. Before we left on our trip down the river, I remember someone was planning a work meeting, can't remember who it was or what the topic was, but I let him know I would be kayaking these certain times and days. And when I got off the phone, I remember thinking, how cool is that to be able to say, I'm going to be kayaking right here in my backyard, so to speak. I won't be available. And I noticed how I was getting less and less worried and more excited about the adventure. Well, needless to say, we ended up going down both rivers, and despite being a bit nervous, everything worked out well. We took it safe, learning all we could before we went down the river. Patrick, an experienced kayaker, had researched. He's a planner, so he made sure we had everything we needed, all of the knowledge and skills before we went down. I remembered that several years prior, I had taken a class at San Juan College on kayaking, which really helped. It was actually a pretty cool class. The class was held weekly at the Farmington Aquatic Center, and you had to register through the Outdoor Equipment Rental Center at San Juan College. And each week, the staff from the rental center brought all of the kayaks and all of the equipment we needed to the Aquatic Center. All we had to do was show up. They trained us on how to use the kayak and how to paddle, how to flip and pull back up. I took my youngest son, Jared, with me, and we really enjoyed the class. And I found out they still offer the class today. It's not at the Aquatic Center, but it's at the Farmington Lake. And it's a wonderful offering for our community. As I sat in the kayak going down the river with my nephew, I was in awe of the beauty I was seeing for the first time. Views I had never seen from this perspective before. Sitting in the kayak, looking at the beautiful bluffs, hearing and seeing a variety of birds, seeing sandstone formations. I wondered why I had never done this before. Not once in 20 years had I gone down the river. It was gorgeous and it was quiet. It was just my nephew and myself. His wife and girls were enjoying the sand along the river until we arrived at our pullout location, and they loved playing and enjoying the water. The day we dropped into the San Juan, we brought our lunch and we enjoyed a little grassy area that had big trees and shade, had old farm equipment right there in McGee Park. We laughed as we sat enjoying eating our lunch, looking at a large empty parking lot, which was kind of funny. But that's what memories are all made of, right? The area we ate at was shady and cool, and we took lots of pictures at that location, and now we have those memories to look back on. Experiencing this kayak trip brought me back to a day when I was in Leadership San Juan, and they had a guest speaker from the Visitors Bureau, and she shared information on the Bistai Wilderness, the Dinazan Wilderness. I was amazed that in a mere 30 minutes, I could be at the Bistai, and I had never gone before. It took me a little while, but I went there, and I've been back several times, bringing friends along the way to enjoy it with me, and each time, finding more treasures and things to see each time. People come to the Bistai from all over the world to see it. And when I first started going there, there was barely a sign identifying it. It is truly a magical place. Now they have designated parking, a pavilion, tables, a map so you can find particular key features. It truly is one of the most unusual scenery found in the Four Corners region, with carved sandstone where the water has formed it into beautiful designs of hoodoos and dinosaur egg formations, a window arch. There's even some beautiful, beautiful petrified trees there. Far greater, in my opinion, than anything you'll see at the Petrified Forest in Arizona. On one trip with my sister Mary, we found a huge tree with lichen on it in greens and yellows. It just took your breath away with these large roots at the end. It looked as if it had fallen just before we got there. It was beautiful. And these are just some of the many things I like to do in this rich area. I didn't even touch on mountain biking, hiking, our wonderful library here in Farmington. There's just no way I could fit everything in that I love into one podcast about the area. But that isn't really the point. The point is that hopefully I've ignited some thoughts about what you want to get out and do in this beautiful place you live in. It's so important to love where you live. Hopefully you can make some plans and create your own adventures. This is my hope for you. Thank you for joining me today for another Compass podcast. These podcasts are created with you in mind. I hope that they uplift and enlighten you, and that each podcast provides you with one or two tips you can come away with and put into action after listening. If you have a passion you would like to share in a podcast, or you have a topic that you'd like to hear about, please feel free to email me at rrogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, at sjrmc.net. Thank you so much for joining me today for this podcast.